enjoyed my time as the Indigenous coach, and now I get the opportunity to coach the New South Wales State of Origin team, and I've been involved in playing and coaching ever since I was 5 years of age, and all of us have a responsibility to give back to the game, and as you get older, you realise that you can make a difference in different communities, and you can also become a role model and a mentor for young kids that aspire to be either a rugby league, Australian rules, rugby union, an academic, or whatever their chosen field may be, that you know, they can do it regardless of where they're from, and if they're prepared to you know, work hard and make sacrifices along the way and make all those good choices, then anything's possible.
Now, Broken Hill, of course, tends to be more associated with AFL with its close proximity to South Australia, though Menindee would probably be the furthest west extent of rugby league in New South Wales. How do they manage to persuade you to come out?
A good friend of mine, Smiley Johnson, he does a lot of work out there, and he was, he asked me a couple of months ago, would I make myself available to go out there, and I'm really looking forward to it, actually. I've never been to Menindee or Broken Hill, and looking forward to getting out there and seeing the countryside and try and encourage all the kids to play sport and obviously live healthy lifestyles and get behind the New South Wales Origin team this year because we need their support when we take on Queensland.
Oh, well, you see, you've come to the wrong place here because Sarah would be the number one supporter of the Maroons, you see, so you get no support here at all.
Yeah. Well, if you didn't tell me that.
Look, as far as the image of rugby league is concerned, I mean, you know, going back 20 years ago when I was something to do with it, you know, the days of Rex Mossop, it was all about biff and bash, and it kind of cleaned up its image. Now it seems to be going through another image problem. Do you think that is an issue for people trying to get into the sport?
Yeah, I think it's an issue for all sports. You know, you need to make sure that if your son or daughter is going to participate in a sport and go to a club at a very early age, that they're to be looked after in the best possible way. And I know that rugby league has certainly taken some steps over the last 10 years to really improve their image and make sure that the young guys coming through the system are well educated and know their responsibilities as a rugby league player. And these days, I think clubs are really taking that on board. Not only are they after a really good rugby league player, but they're after a person who has the right values to play rugby league and to be a part of their own club. So we're seeing a change, and I think for the better. And you know, I think overall, our players are very well behaved. Yeah, you're always going to find some issues that are, you know, pop up as we go along. But I think our players are certainly well educated on what their responsibilities and roles are.
How hard is it when you see a situation that's just happened over the last couple of days where effectively the pin-up boy for the launch has basically been taken away from the game because of his own problems?
Yeah, I think we're certainly all supporting Ben because it can happen to anyone. Obviously, he's got some issues that is affecting him at the moment, and we wish him all the best through that. And I think the club's to be applauded because they've made that tough decision to rally behind and stand down a player who is facing some serious challenges. And they're worried about the person rather than the player. And I know clubs in the past have probably tended to let things slide and you know, not give the right attention and care to these players, and all of a sudden when they go off the rails, then they act. So, you know, Ben's a wonderful kid. I don't think anyone knew the extent of his problems, but obviously he's going through a very difficult time at the moment, but he's certainly got a lot of people's support, in particular mine, and he's a tremendous young boy, and hopefully he'll come back bigger and better.
Now, is it more difficult for an Indigenous player? You copped a bit of a flack from Anthony Mundine questioning your background the other day. Is it hard? Does it make it harder?
Yeah, I think it does. I think, you know, you take these young boys at a very early age away from their towns and their communities, and they tend to struggle with their support network when they come to the big smoke, and that's always a challenging issue. And, you know, you've got to make sure that we have these programs put in place with the NRL are doing at the moment, and you know, the Indigenous boys' family is very important to them, and they need to be feel like at home, and Obviously, Ben's going through some difficult times at the moment, but he needs to know there's plenty of people there to support him and help him out through this tough period.
Now, you got into it in another era. Was it harder? Was it easier? What was it like for you coming into rugby league at that time?
Oh, look, for me, it was, I suppose, a lot easier because where I moved to, I was only 2 hours down the road. So for me, moving from Junee to Canberra wasn't a big move at all, although at the time, I hated it originally for the first 6 months. I really struggled being away from home. I missed my family and I missed my friends. But when I settled in and got into a bit of a routine and met some wonderful people, and the club were very good to myself and my family, that made things easier and the transition was quite good. So obviously, everyone is different, but I handle it okay.